Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
6:47 now, Tommy Tucker, 13 before 7. We're talking about President Trump and the polls that say over 50% of the people support the inquiry and close to 50% think that he should be removed from office. Richard Benedetto, our guest, adjunct professor of journalism at American University and a retired White House correspondent. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning, Tommy.
Good to talk to you again. If they had somebody like, you know, the George H.W. Bush comes to mind, kinder, gentler, right? Remember, as we used to say,
yes.
If he was in the White House right now and had done the same exact thing, would the response be the same from the Democrats?
My guess is no. I don't think it would be. I think that there would be pushback, but then there wouldn't be the kind of frenzy. We seem to be into a frenzy now, and it's gotten almost kind of comical because of the fact that it's dominating everything, and there is nothing. If the American public is looking for the government to find out what the government is actually doing in terms of solving their problems, there's very little to point to.
I know people will take offense at this, but this is what I believe. I think the president is crass. Maybe he's just a brash New Yorker. I don't know what phrase you want to use for it, but he can rub people the wrong way. Let's put it that way. But that's not enough to impeach somebody or remove them from office. And certainly, I believe there were some founding fathers that others didn't necessarily like to take a carriage ride with either.
There's no question about that, but the Democrats never liked Trump, never thought that he would ever win the election. And once he won the election, they've been throwing a tantrum ever since to try to get him out of office. They don't want to face him in another election. This is all based upon the need to not face him in another election because they really are worried that they can't beat him in another election.
What is it that worried him so much, Richard, from the beginning, from the get-go?
Well, the fact is that he was able to dominate the media, whether it was positive media or negative media. He was able to dominate it, and the media, the news media itself, just couldn't resist, and so they saw a good story in him when he was running for president in 2016, but they never thought he would win, and they basically talked to each other and agreed among each other that he wouldn't win. And now that he's won, they too are aboard the bandwagon, so we've got to get this guy out of there.
The president says, you know what, go ahead and have a full vote of the House. I don't think there's any constitutional precedent for this. I don't think the Constitution says anything about this. But he's saying, go ahead and have a full vote in the House, and then we'll turn over the documents, which has a lot to do with politics, because if he can get any Democrats to vote no, then perhaps it would make them vulnerable in their districts, right, for the 2020 elections?
Oh, yes. I think that that's part of the strategy. I think that with regard to the documents that they all want, that they're on this kind of fishing expedition for all these documents, they don't have any particular subpoena power unless they've passed an impeachment resolution in which they would go into a formal impeachment inquiry. What's going on right now is that the Intelligence Committee is doing its own investigation, and the White House is basically saying, you don't have the authority to ask for all these documents. These are not subpoenas. Keep in mind, these are not subpoenas. It says, the headline of the Washington Post this morning says, White House will defy impeachment inquiry. Block depositions, ignore subpoenas. They don't have subpoena power in this particular case unless they go through a formal vote of the entire House to begin an impeachment inquiry.
We're going to take a break. Richard Benedetto, our guest, adjunct professor of journalism at American University and a retired White House correspondent. When we come back, Richard, a lot of people are saying, not a lot of, but about half the people are saying President Trump doesn't know what the Democrats have and he's afraid of that. But my question is, do the Democrats even know what they have yet? Or are they just, you know, casting a line in the water and hoping that the fish are there? And I guess that they're using the right bait. 651, traffic now on WWL. 657, 3 before 7 is WWL. I'm Tommy Tucker talking to Richard Benedetto, an adjunct professor of journalism at American University and a retired White House correspondent, about everything that's coming out of Washington. And Richard, I was asking you before the break, let me say this. I used to hate fishing because you didn't know if you had the right bait and you were in the wrong spot, or you in the right spot with the wrong bait. All you knew is that you weren't catching fish. Are the Democrats now in that position pretty much as it relates to this whole impeachment inquiry?
Well, I think I like the metaphor of fishing. The fact is they are fishing, but they think that where they're fishing, there's a school of fish. And so far, everything that they've come up with is basically not, it keeps the ball rolling, but it doesn't, it's not enough for a meal. So, keep trying it. As long as, if the media is on your side, you can do a lot of things. And the media are on the side of impeachment. It's clear the way most of the media are covering this issue that they're almost on the side of it. You look at the editorial pages or you look at the news itself. And when you've got the media on your side, you've got a big advantage. So therefore, to stick with the fishing metaphor, when you've got a lot of bait that you can work with, you can keep fishing as long as you have the patience.
What kind of time frame do the Democrats have before even Democrats start to get fed up with it?
Well, I think that I couldn't put a month time on it, but the fact is that once we get past the end of this year, and it's a couple months away, 2.5 months away, if we get past the end of this year and they're still at it and nothing has moved forward and the same old noise, the public is going to be tired of it. The media won't be tired of it, but the public will be. And in fact, they're getting tired of it already. Basically, when I go back up to my hometown in upstate New York, when I talk to people back there, they talk about, when are these people going to get anything done and stop fighting?
Yep.
I mean, that's basically it. When you get to the grassroots, that's where people are.
Thank you, Richard. I appreciate your time as always. Richard Benedetto, adjunct professor of journalism at American University, a retired White House correspondent. When we come back, we're going to talk about the deep state. And is there such a thing, and what part are they playing in this impeachment?
What's the room again?
1240, down at the end.
Ooh, what's that?
Sammy, don't touch that. That's someone's old food.
Here we are. Do you have the key?
You have both of ours.
Oh, right. Not working.
Rub it.
Come on.
Try flipping it over.
Seriously.
Why can't we go inside?
I'm tired.
Give me yours.
You have mine.
All right. What?
Please, if you
Dad,
could just...
Dad, why aren't you opening the door?
Can everyone just shut the...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.